Folks, Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph has been a guest on our show, Army Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph, many times. He's worked in recruiting, he's done ethics training, and now he wanted actually to come on and say goodbye. He emailed me, he heard that the show was ending, and that he said he had a proposition for me. So I to honor him for being a guest on our show, I decided I had him on. So here now on the phone, Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph, how are you, Lieutenant?
I'm good, Mark, man. How are you doing?
Well, I'm all right. You know, I'm a little sad my show's ending.
Sure, it's a tough time. I understand that. And look, I feel bad for you. I've enjoyed listening to your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to offer you a little something. I don't know if you're a Bible reading man, but I believe somewhere in the Bible it says when God closes a door, He opens a window. And I would like to offer you a window that's open.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you got?
Well, it seems as though, you know, your show is going off the air, but I would like to offer you a new opportunity to bring your show to the U.S. Army.
Okay.
You know, like, as you might know, the U.S. Army has raised the enlistment age to 42.
Yeah.
And that's something before you said you felt you might be too old for the Army.
Yeah.
You're not too old. We can bring you into the Army.
Okay.
And we could get you a radio show just like Robin Williams had in Vietnam.
Uh-huh. Well, you mean in the movie?
No, Robin Williams had his own radio show in Vietnam. Like, it was great, and it did great things for his career. I know that, you know, you might not want to be an Army lifer, but, you know, maybe you want to do movies.
Uh-huh. Well, I might like to do movies. I'm not sure about the Army thing, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I'm not, that Robin Williams was a movie about Vietnam, and he actually, it wasn't real. He wasn't in the military.
I'm pretty sure it was a documentary.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I learned more things than I laughed at in that.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Well, you know, we can...
Sure, it's a documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and look, the Army, through many Army documentaries, a lot of great actors have come out of great Army documentaries.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Robin Williams went on to fame with Jumanji and RV and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Platoon
did
great things. Charlie Sheen served very well, you know, in the military and then went on to Spin City.
Uh-huh.
And Johnny Depp became a pirate after spending some time in Platoon. And Jarhead did great things for Jamie Foxx.
Uh-huh. I think those are movies. Those are actors. Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph, I understand that maybe the way you saw it, but there's been other movies they're movies. I got to be honest with you. Like, you know, Forrest Gump, what did you think of that movie? I mean, that was a movie.
No, Forrest Gump is part of the reason I joined the military, because I figured, you know, like, That was an opportunity. I mean, I looked at what happened to our American soldiers. Like, Garrett Sinise got his legs blown off and then went to grow them back and star in CSI New York. You know, that's real.
Okay.
That happened. That's, if I get shot, I'm going to grow it back. And, you know, like, if I lose an arm, it's not a big deal. If Garrett Sinise can grow two legs, I think I could grow back an arm very easily.
All right. Let me just understand your logic here. So you believe that if you get a career in show business after you're in the military, that you can't be hurt, basically, that the Army is a natural launching point for a career in show business, and that anything can happen to you, and it'll be erased if you get a different part.
I believe so, yes.
All right. Well, okay, let me just tell you something. The reason why you saw Robin Williams in Vietnam and you saw Robin Williams in Mork and Robin Williams in Jumanji is because he was playing a role. Tom Hanks was not really fighting the Nazis. Does Tom Hanks look old enough to fight the Nazis? He was not fighting the Nazis.
I thought somehow the Army had somehow found a way to cheat death.
Well, I think this is...
cheat the aging process.
No, I don't want to be the guy to burst your bubble or to cause you any distress, because I think you might want to see maybe a psychiatrist or somebody there at the health center. But
I don't want to stay here if that's not the case. I was hoping I'd be able to live forever. I don't want to stay in the Army if I could die.
Well, I think you might want to assess this, because I think you've been misled either by your own mind or somebody gave you the wrong information. But Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph, those are movies, and movies, there is no magic. The magic is the movies. The Army doesn't have the magic, and those weren't documentaries. Those were fictional. And I think you maybe should go to the health center. They have a health center over there.
Wait, just let me get this straight. We don't have a bunch of Starship Troopers that we sent to fight giant cockroaches on another planet?
No.
No?
No, it's a movie.
I'm going. I think I had to go AWOL, Mark Maron. I can't stick around for this.
No, I know, but I think before you go running around, you know, in a panic, I want you to just go to the health center and see the guy for the psychiatrist, psychologist. Talk to somebody about this, because I'm surprised no one has told you this before. Maybe this is how they keep you guys in. I don't know.
No, you're right. I should talk to somebody. I should talk to the rest of the people in my platoon and tell them that Mark Maron said we should go AWOL because we're not going to live forever.
Yeah, well, yeah, that okay. Yeah, I'll let you do that, but I want you to take care of yourself and be careful. Because I just think you might be seeing it the wrong way. That's all. But
no, I'm a be careful. I'm a start a new life here in Baghdad. I'll maybe be an auto mechanic or something.
Well, okay, that sounds good. And there's no reason you can't try to be an actor. I think you just got to get this thing in perspective when you get out.
I'm getting out today.
Okay. All right. Well, Ronnie Rudolph, I'm glad we had this conversation. I feel that maybe you see things a little differently. And I again, want to thank you for being on my show so many times.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And thank you for telling me to drop out of the Army.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, you take care. Be careful out there.
Yes, you too.
Okay, man. Wow. Thank you. Oh, no. Poor guy, man.